$399 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
This weekend, as many as 4 million people are expected to celebrate LGBTQ Pride, as it's one of the biggest gay pride celebrations in history. The 50th anniversary of the uprising at the Stonewall Inn Bar in New York City. That's when the gay rights movement really began. Kathy Wren is a spokeswoman with New York City Pride.
There's that moment where the community rose up. And so for so many people, they're coming really to just pay homage, you know, to the site where our community basically said, we're not going to take it anymore.
In Salt Lake City, Utah.
A lot of this investigation focuses on a digital forensic footprint.
Police Chief Dan Brown says the investigation into the disappearance of 23-year-old Mackenzie Lewick over a week ago is complicated.
We would like to know who she was communicating with in the last few days.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Hunter and Chamber Radio. Your purpose. How many people walk through life awake knowing why they were incarnated here on this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunter and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunter and Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunter and County Chamber of Commerce.
Hello. Hello. It's not coming on. Sorry. My mic is number one. Hello, hello, hello. Hello. Nothing. Yep, so here's my volume. I tested it before the show, and it was on, so now it's not. So, I don't know. And I hear the commercial again. Hello. Because usually it's just off and on. Let me try to put a commercial on.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers... Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors.
You're listening to WH.
Engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
No. Mm-mm. I still would hear, I would have somebody in my... Oh, okay. Can you hear me? Maybe I just can't hear myself. Hello? Hi. Can someone see if you can hear me? Hi. If anybody's out there on Facebook Live, can you hear me? Well, I'm going to assume that you can. I'm going to assume that you can. Hi, I'm Kimberly Harrison Hicks, and I am actually with Good Women Win. We're just having a bit of technical difficulties, and I know this is a small shop, but even last night, the debates had technical difficulties, so please bear with me. Please bear with me. Hello, this is Kimberly Hairston Hicks with Good Women Win. I'm hoping that you guys can hear me. And yeah, we're just having a few technical difficulties, similar to last night's Democratic debates. And that's a big organization. So if they can have some issues, you guys can bear with me while we have our issues as we sort some things out. So I'm just hoping there are some folks live watching. If not, we're going to get started. Again, this is Kimberly Hairston Hicks with Good Women Win. And today our theme today is I'm a Grown Woman. And we're going to talk about health, fitness, how to keep yourself together inside and out. And we have some grown women in the building. But I need you to bear with me really quickly. I'm just going to take a quick break and I'm going to do the weather. And Flemington is actually beautiful. It's mostly sunny today, near high 91. Tonight there's going to be a little bit of fog. So definitely don't stay out too long. Sundays are actually Saturday, which I know, Pam, you're having a big party. And it's going to rain tomorrow. So get all your sunny days out today. Get out there and enjoy. And again, this is Kimberly Hairston Hicks with Good Women Win. I'm so excited. Today I have, like I mentioned before, I have some grown women in the building. So I'm going to briefly introduce them. We have Pam McNeil. She's the co-owner. And ladies, make sure you look at the camera. She's the co-owner of CKO here in Flemington, where I live. She's actually our neighbor, and we love her so much, her and her husband, Randy. And we also have Aubrey. Now, Aubrey, I don't want to mess up your last name, so you're going to have to say your last name for me. Dominski. So we have Aubrey Dominski in the building. She's actually an educator as well as a CKO instructor. So she can kick some butt. Yeah, well, see, we won't cause you to kick any butt today. And we have Stavetta. And Stavetta, I don't want to mess up your last name either. But
Donnarumma.
Say that one more time.
Donnarumma.
So she's here as well. She is a CKO fan. Also, she has a wonderful story. We talked briefly. She was actually diagnosed with breast cancer, and all through her process, she learned that it was important not only to stay fit, and she went to CKO, but also what you put in your body. And I'm really interested in that. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. Please bear with me, and we will get right into our conversation. I'm a grown woman.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
So greetings. I'm back. This is Kimberly Hairston Hicks with Good Beauty and Good Women Win. And my guest here today, I have Pam, Aubrey, and Stavetta. And we're going to get right into it. I mean, if you're over 40, you know that as we age, we have to think about our health in different ways. And not just to stay in that size 8 or that size 10, you know, dress. It's really about longevity and staying healthy. And more importantly, just because we want to be around and we don't want to just be, you know, we don't want to just live. We want to live good and we want to live healthy. So my first question to these ladies is really around, why is fitness important to you? Why did you make that a priority in your life? And I will start with Stavetta because I think you just have just such a wonderful story. And we're learning. I've been learning through the break. So please share.
So fitness has always been important to me. As you age, I think that fitness becomes more difficult but more important.
Okay.
So it's harder. It's harder to keep that size 8 as you get older. You have to watch more what you put into your body. But fitness not only gives you health benefits, it also gives you mental benefits. And I think that's what I found. You know, positive thinking, positive attitude is hugely important, not just when you're sick or have a health crisis, but just going through life.
Yeah.
How you think about things. It's so important.
Understood. And mental, I love that you said mental, because I think sometimes when we think of health and fitness, we tend to first think about hitting the gym. Well, we know that's important, but there's also some mental things that we need to make sure that we are doing to take care of ourselves. But Aubrey, you're the kickboxing instructor. Tell me, have you always been a fitness instructor, or how did you get into this?
I briefly taught like yoga classes. So I have, you know, when I was in college, it was a way to make some extra money on the side.
Okay.
But fitness has always been very important to me, and I've always noticed, I love what Stavetta said about the idea, it's all around well-being. It's, yeah. You know, like you said, we think about the physical, the outside, but the inside is just as influenced when it comes to good health as the outside. And it's even more important, I feel. Like, I always refer to fitness as a natural feel-good.
And
there's no better thing than
Hashtag that.
Natural feel-good. But it's always been important to me, and I've always noticed in life, if I, like, take a break, I kind of fall off, and I don't feel well. If I look okay, even if I don't feel well, if I'm not, you know, working out, eating healthy, and as soon as I get right back on it, I feel like 10 times better, you know, like that.
That mojo is back.
Yes.
That mojo is back.
Absolutely.
So, Pam, we know you're a co-owner of CKO, the Flemington location, CKO Kickboxing. But why is fitness important to you? And was it important to you before you, you know, owned the gym?
Right. I would say, you know, our decision to go and buy a CKO kickboxing franchise was a lot about supporting my husband, right?
So okay.
He's always been into fitness, by the way, his entire life, and certainly from the time I've known him. But he was going through some transition, and we were trying to figure out, okay, what will work, and why don't you do what you love?
Okay.
What I would say for me, from an important standpoint, is what you said. Like, it used to be about the size. It used to be all about the size and fitness. But as you get older, as Stavetta said, it becomes something different, right? And so now it's a little bit more of a holistic approach. Mm-hmm. So it's about what you put in, how much, you know, your portion control. It's about sleep. It's about hydration. Like, it's the entire fitness picture.
And absolutely.
It's because you feel it, as you've said, right? And so for me lately, I've been on this thing about the sleep part, because that's one thing that I was neglecting. And I also want to say, when we talk about the whole, you know, mental part of it, the kickboxing is stress relief. Because let me tell you, if you have a stressful day and you go in there, start punching and kicking and hitting those bags, that stress is gone.
That's true.
I mean, it really, really is.
Yes.
So it relieves stress as well.
That, I love that. And because I think for me, I'll just give you a personal story. I love CKO. And before I got married, I wanted to get in the best fitness shape. I didn't want to be skinny. I wanted to be strong and fit. And I did CKO and loved it. And I loved it. So I definitely will put in a plug, because it's just, again, it's not about just being skinny. I mean, yes, if you're a supermodel and, you know, you're a size 2, God bless you. But most of the average woman in the United States of America is a size 12 or above. But that does not mean that we're not fit and we're not sexy and we're not appealing. But we just want to make sure we keep, of course, the inside healthy as well as the outside. So my next question is about, what is your inspiration now? Or who, do you have an accountability partner or someone that pushes you? For me, I have two inspirations. One is my mom. My mom, you know, is in her, I won't say her age. Yeah, because she will kill me. She'll be here next week, so I'm not going to get a beaten at age. So she's been my inspiration, because my mom at her age still looks like, you know, she's in her, you know, early 40s, 50s, because she's always kept her physical, her health. She, you know, she doesn't work out, but she is active. So that's my first inspiration. My second is my husband as well, because he is a fitness guy. So even on Saturday mornings when I don't want to get up or go ride a bike or do anything, when I see him getting up, I'm like, you're not going to outdo me. I'm like, no. I got to get my butt up, because I don't want, you know, I don't want to be the lazetta, as I say.
Right.
You know, I want to get up and do it. So tell me some of your inspirations, or do you have a workout buddy or someone that keeps you accountable?
I do. My daughter, Bethany, is was my inspiration for CKO. She said, come on, Mom, we have to go. As I told you this story before we started, we were spending a lot of time at the gym, 5 days a week, more hours, not really seeing any results.
Make sure you speak up a little bit because I want to make sure everybody hears you.
She said, let's try this free class at CKO. I was like, CKO, Bethany's 21. I'm not 21. Not sure
good.
That I can
it's good.
Kick, punch. All right, we'll try it. So off we went. Amazing. It was an amazing class. CKO is a full body workout in an hour that you couldn't possibly get going to the gym in an hour.
That's great. That's
and
great.
She, you know, together, you need to be accountable to each other. And if I think that's so important if you have somebody who's a workout partner. If I don't want to get up, come on, Mom, let's go. If she doesn't want to get up, come on, Bethany, let's go. And off we go. And it's very, very important.
And I know you're keeping up with Bethany. I know you are. And that's a great thing.
Got that right.
Yeah.
I am.
Aubrey, what about you? What's been your inspiration, or do you have a partner that makes you do it even when you don't want to?
I have, just like you, I have two inspirations. The first would be my father. He, ever since I was little, he always pushed sports and athleticism, and it was like such a part of our life growing up. And even, you know, when I started working at CKO as a trainer, he was so proud of that. And he was like, you know, it was just really nice to see, even in adulthood, you know, he was still so proud that I was like pushing through, staying healthy, getting stronger. And my other inspiration would have to be my kids.
Okay.
Because I want to be the very best that I can be for them. I want to be healthy, again, inside and out. And CKO has really allowed that. To happen for me. I've done CrossFit, I've done every diet, everything under the sun I've tried in the last, you know, 10, 15 years, and CKO was really the first thing that just felt right.
Oh, that's great.
It wasn't too much, not too little, but like, you know, Savetta said, you get a full workout in just 1 hour, and you feel like you're on top of the world the rest of the day. It's incredible.
And you don't have to be in shape.
No.
You go at your own pace.
Yes.
You go, you start, and you'll notice as if you keep up with it, you're going to be able to do it. You will eventually, you know, these trainers are going to go full force, but they're going to tell you how to modify your workout so that you can keep up.
Go. That's great. Inspiration, Pam, besides your, I know your wonderful husband, because Randy is in physical shape. Not that I was checking him out. I just can appreciate someone that stays fit.
Well, listen, you hit it. So it's a couple things. One is I'm competitive. And so to your point, he's 5 years older than me. Y'all see that gray beard. And I look at him, and he kills it. He kills it. He does that full workout top to bottom. Mm-hmm. And I just say, I can't have people looking at him saying, why are you with her? So I have to make sure that I, you know, get in there and get the workout in. And also, I will say that we just had our first grandchild born. So I can get a shout out to Aria Faith. Who is 1 month old, and so it makes you start thinking about longevity. Mm-hmm. And I have said, you know, I want to be there for graduation, I want to be there for the Sweet 16, I want to be there for the wedding, you know, so that's another part of it, is just that longevity piece.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to put a shout out for the partner, because I have to tell you, I am the average Joe. I tell everybody that when it comes to working out. I don't say I'm in the gym all the time. I can't. I'm like you. Not a lot of people love it. They do it because you need to do it,
yeah.
Right? But if someone wants to be my workout partner, please, you know, just do a shout out and drag me to I really need an accountability partner, and I would love to have that. So I'll put it out, because I do it more. If I can find someone, you know, I call
careful
you.
Careful what you wish for. Careful what you wish for.
Yes, yes.
I need a partner, you know, to walk around and do things with. I'm just more accountable, and it feels good. Mm-hmm. Hubby's great, but he can't be.
He can be all, yeah, because we need women to support. So
yes.
I'm going to say two shout-outs. One today, of course, is Pam's birthday. So we want to say, Pam, and you look wonderful. So I just don't want you to feel like, of course, we all have goals. We all have things that we want to achieve. But you definitely look wonderful. I know I gave a shit. Good beauty, yes, 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 good beauty. Keeping her skin tight.
50, is it?
Huh?
SPF
50. 50,
that's right. I don't go out without it.
That's right. We all need.
You put it on your hands. You won't get age spots.
Because that's where you show your age first, between your hands and your neck. So
yep.
I don't want to go off topic yet, but thank you for the good beauty shout out for sure, for sure. I want to know, because that We're talking a little bit about struggle, and what's the struggle with working out for you? I mean, most people will say time, but where, because for me, that's, even though I feel like I have time, to make the time for myself can be a bit challenging. So I just would love to hear from you guys. What's your biggest fitness struggle?
So it's not a struggle. I look forward to the, I know that people are probably like, we don't like her.
No, no, but.
So I work a very difficult, mentally stressful job.
And you are a RN?
I'm a registered nurse, a practice manager of Mid-Jersey Orthopedics. I'll give my shout out to my
Mid-Jersey
Orthopedics in Flemington. A huge practice. So I look forward to my 5 a.m.
5 a.m.
workouts. That hour is so important to me. And if I don't get there, my day's, I get through my day, but I feel like I let myself down. Very important. Then I go through my day, whatever comes, and, yes, I go to bed early. I have to tell you, that's one. If you're getting to the gym at 5 o'clock, you're not staying up until 11:30 at night.
Can we just take a pause for the 5 a.m. workout? Yeah. And the one thing that, that inspires me so much, because while I get up at 6 a.m., I know that hour, I should just do it an hour early.
Right.
I really... stay tuned, because I might do that. And you have something in common with our First Lady, Michelle Obama, because she also gets up 5 a.m. and hits the gym. So I definitely want to say hats off to you, Stavetta, because that's amazing that you take that time every hour, every morning to do that.
Start your day. I pray first. Let me
pray
first.
Praise Jesus.
That's right. Thank God for the day. And then off we are going to the gym.
So. Great. Before, can I pause you so I can take a commercial break? I'm so into this conversation that I forget that I have a job to do. I have to take commercial breaks. And we'll be back with you. But thank you all. I think our technical difficulties are done, and we're ready to rock and roll. Hello again, this is Kimberly Hairston Hicks. I'm the host of Good Women Win. Thank you for joining me on our Facebook Live. It's Friday. I hope you're taking your lunch break with me to learn about how to keep our sexy at any age. I'm just going to get to the point, how to keep our sexy at any age, but also how to stay healthy and fit through difficulties, and we paused for a minute because we had to take a commercial break, but Aubrey was going to share some of your struggles of working out.
Yeah, definitely at times, motivation can be a big struggle for me, and I have recently, the last year my son was diagnosed with autism, and my father passed away a month ago, so, I've had a lot of difficult things that my natural reaction is just give up. I don't want to do this anymore. But at the end of the day, I can't, for one, and I don't truly want to. And so fitness, I have to get that motivation back. And it's been a rough month, but I know that that's what my father would want. That's what my kids need.
Yeah.
I need a happy, healthy, all-around, I need to be a role model.
Absolutely.
And so the motivation is definitely the biggest struggle, depending on what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you can't give up. You have to push forward, and taking care of yourself, you feel better no matter what.
feel better. You definitely take care of yourself. Ladies, I want to stress that because, again, I think so many times we just often don't put ourselves first. And working out is something that we should do and, to put yourself first. So I love that. Thank you. Pam?
Well, listen, my story isn't much different other than the first one. But I will say that I think it's just prioritization, right?
And yeah.
As I said before, what I like about myself, and I tell Randy this all the time, is he bounces things off me, and I'm like, I'm your average Joe, right? I'm not
okay.
In the gym all the time. I struggle, the motivation. And prioritization, and women do it all the time, right? We put our kids first, we put our spouses first, we put jobs first. We just tend to put everything right before ourselves. And so for me recently, of trying to say I need to focus a little bit more on self-care, because you get a lot of the, oh, you look great for your age, right? And it feels good.
Yeah.
It does feel good, but it is a lot of work. And so, I feel good about recently just stepping it up a bit with the food, the intake, the water, self-care. I'm getting a massage today for my birthday. I took the day off from work for my birthday. And so a little bit of that. And then Randy will drag me down into the basement. We have a full gym downstairs. And last week, my arms were sore for like 3 days. I'll say that.
Wow.
But it is. It's just trying to make time for that. And I really meant it when I said I really need time for accountability.
Okay.
He's not it. He won't push me. I think he's afraid that if he pushes me too much, I'll like be upset with him or something like that. So he will not push me at all.
Well, come to CKO because he pushes you there.
There's a challenge on Facebook. If anyone is in the local Flemington area, listen, Pam just said she needs an accountability partner. Somebody show up for her, post hashtag and say, I want to be Pam's accountability partner and work out. So that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So this is a little bit, making a little bit of a shift. So this is a question I love to ask women because, as you guys know, I own a skincare company. And when I research, new products and development, I always like to talk to women about how they feel about themselves. So the question I always ask is, when was the first time you felt beautiful?
That's a tough one. I think I personally struggle with feeling beautiful.
Hmm. And as beautiful as you are.
Yeah, I that's a tough question.
Anyone?
I've struggled with self-esteem issues my whole life, no matter how skinny I was when I thought that that's how you had to be. But now, like you were saying, it's more about I want to be strong. And that's probably when I do feel the most beautiful, is when I feel strong.
Love it.
When I feel like I'm, setting personal records and things like that. And so that's, my idea of beauty has really changed over the last 10 years. I'm 30 now, and it's very different than it was when I was, 20 years old. I'm not getting there too fast.
Take your time. Pam, can you share?
Yeah. It's kind of interesting because what I would say is it doesn't matter if people tell you, it's how you feel, as you said, and you're a beautiful woman. And my sisters and I, we talked not that long ago, and my sister just said something to me about, I didn't grow up feeling beautiful because my mother used to check us because she had 3 girls. And she used to say, that beauty ain't getting you nowhere, right? So she used to try to, keep it real. You need your education. You need this and that and the other thing to make it. Don't rely on your beauty. So we never really grew up kind of feeling that way.
Okay.
To your point, it changes as you get older. And for me right now, I'm at a really good place. I think that over 50 point is fabulous. And it's all about being authentic, right?
Okay.
Being yourself, being able to come out, being comfortable with it. Because there's no such thing as perfection, right? But you don't realize that until you're much older. And I have to tell you, I wouldn't go back 20 years for anything because I'm good right now, right where I am.
I absolutely love that. And I want to say that's not unusual for women to not feel beautiful. And I find more and more often when I ask women that question, it always stumps them. And usually they don't come into their own and their own beauty until later on in life. And I do think it comes from our families, because I tell my daughter, you know, that you didn't do anything because of the way you look. You have to behave in a beautiful way. That's what you can control. But I also have to check myself, because I do want her to know that she's beautiful. So there is that balance that we have to play, because we don't want to, you know, of course, just beat our children down and say, okay, it's all about brains. Because honestly, when you walk into a room, no one sees your brain. So we have to come in and be confident and feel beautiful. And it's not about conceit. It's not about ego, but it's about that self-love. It's about that self-love and that balance. I love it. So I know that was a little bit, you know, a little deeper. So I'm going to go into something a little lighter. Okay. What do you do on your cheat day? Food, anything. So I will share for me, I am a sugar addict. If I could get rid of sugar, I probably could get rid of these 5 pounds that I've struggled with forever to lose. I mean, I know 5 pounds doesn't sound like a lot, but it is a lot for me, because that's my personal, I've been trying to get past under 150, and it seems not to want to happen. But anywho, because I love sugar, and I don't have just cheat days. I feel like I have binges. I have cheat binges. Like I open up a bag of cookies and I'm just like, boom. So what are your cheat days? And do you give yourself cheat days or cheat things?
I do. Wine.
We have a wino in the building, but that's okay.
Yes.
No. No, that's great.
And bread and pasta.
Are you Italian?
Yes.
Mamma mia.
Those are tough.
Okay.
Sugar, not so difficult.
Yeah, I wish that wasn't mine. Because sugar's in everything, but.
Yeah.
Cheat day. Miss Fitness.
Same thing. I love me a good glass of red wine. So, and I love carbs. Rice. I love all rice dishes. I love all pastas.
Got it.
So that is definitely, and I'm the same. Like, I'm not really a sweet, I don't have a sweet tooth.
Okay.
And I like ice cream, cookies, they don't really do it for me, but salty, you know, and carbs. That's really my downfall, I have to say.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Good wine. Yeah. Pam, I know wine is your thing, but.
Well, I'm listening to them. I was all ready to say, well, I don't, at this point, I'm not doing any cheating, but I'm listening to them. I guess I cheat every night, but, because I have wine every night. But seriously, for me, I'm trying to think of how to say it. When I'm in a zone, I'm in a zone, right? So right now I'm in a zone. So
okay.
I cut out sugar a couple of months ago.
Good for you.
And I haven't cheated. So, well, wine. That's what I say. If wine counts, then it's every night. But what I would say is, for me right now, I would say a cheat for me is like lounging. Because I don't tend to do that. Like, I don't really watch TV. I'm just always putzing. And so to really just do nothing and sit on the couch and zone, whatever, that would kind of be cheating. But I'm doing good right now. My friend made me some chocolate bombs, or she shared her chocolate bombs with me recently. They're still in my freezer.
Oh, wow.
I would have, like, 3 weeks ago that she gave them to me, and they were delicious.
I would have tore those up.
But, no, but I have to be in the zone. And when I'm out of my zone, I'm all out, like pasta, bread, that's my favorite, ice cream. I'm like, all out. So I'm zoned right now.
Okay. So no cheat day for Pam. She just needs an accountability coach. So no cheat day. I'm going to attempt one more time to do a quick commercial. So stay tuned. Thank you all for joining. I think my commercial breaks are working today, so I apologize. I will have to double up on my next show to do some commercial breaks. But in the meantime, I'm just going to keep going, talking to the ladies. I'm going to do a quick time check. It's 12:37. I know one of my guests needs to leave a little earlier at 12:50, so I'm going to wrap this up soon. But my question is, what advice would you give? I'm going to ask these two ladies, your 20-year-old self, what advice would you give? Because you're 30, so that might not apply yet, but maybe, you know, we can ask you now. But what advice would you give your 20-year-old self if you could go back?
I worry less.
Worry less.
Pray more.
Oh.
Stress less. Forgive more.
I love it.
And don't worry about the future, because it's not a promise. So you worry about your today. The past is the past. You can't do anything about that. You worry about today.
I love that. There's a quote, and I don't want to misquote, but it talks about if you're worried about the past, you have depression. If you're worried about the future, there's anxiety. You need to worry about the present because that's the gift. And so I love that. I do. Pam, what would you tell your 20-year-old self?
I actually would just tell my 20-year-old self to do what you want to do. And this is that part about the authenticity.
Okay.
Right? Because I think that oftentimes you do what you think you should do. You do what your parents may want you to do.
Yep.
And today is a whole new world, right? If someone wants to do something, start a podcast, start a company, do this, you can do anything that you want to do. I would say to just do that, to listen to that inner voice, because your inner voice is God speaking to you. And I think that when I think over some tough times I've had in my life, I kind of didn't listen to that little voice.
Amen.
And so give it a louder microphone.
Oh, I love that. And that just reminds me of another story about Oprah Winfrey. She said that God speaks to you in a whisper, and he'll tell you, and that's your inner voice. Then if you don't listen, he may speak to you in a little knot in the head. And if you don't listen, then he may throw a boulder at you. Don't wait till the boulder shows up
right, to
make a move. So I love that inner voice. And
right,
I will say,
four by four,
yeah, you don't get knocked in the head before you realize what's important in life. And to your point, Pam, you said about there's anything that we can do. And I always spotlight a good woman. Good women win spotlight. And mine today is all about Kamala Harris, because last night in the debate, she just shows that there were three or four women running for president. And to me, that just shows women that we can be anything. We can do it. And she had to shut down the men on the stage, and she told them, quite frankly, we're not here for a food fight. We're here to tell Americans how we're going to put food on their table. And I'm not kidding. I jumped up like I was at a Knicks championship game. I was shouting and going, yes, because I think that really speaks to us. And we can do it as women, and we need to do it. So if you have some dreams out there, don't hold back. Listen to that inner voice and go do it. Go do it. I definitely thank you guys for that. So I want to talk about CKO now, because I know we're wrapping up with time. And are there specials? And if I want to join CKO right today, what should I do, Aubrey?
Well, you should definitely talk to Randy, for one. But yes, we are running a three-month special. It's a 4th of July special.
4th of July, Independence.
Three-month special, $89.99 a month. That's down from $99.99 a month.
Okay.
And the enrollment fee has pretty much been cut in half. It's now only $50 versus $99.
Okay.
So it's really a good time to jump on in, and it's not too late to get working toward your summer body. And it's a good time to join CKO. We've got, you know, that 4th of July special out there. So
I love
everyone
it.
Everyone should look into it. CKO has been a blessing to me and to so many other people that I've spoken to. It really is a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Why would you say women should look into CKO? And because, of course, I'm sure I have people that listen to the show that are men, but really this is all about empowering women. Why CKO for women? Why is that important?
CKO, like I was saying earlier on, I've tried, you know, all different types of gyms, workouts, CrossFit. CKO was the first workout that really works your whole body.
Okay.
That I noticed within just a few days, my stamina was increasing, my strength was increasing, and I wasn't feeling, like, pain. Like a lot of other workouts I've done, I would feel, of course you get that soreness.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
but
natural.
But that's normal, and that's actually a good sore. But I wasn't, I've had like issues with my back throughout my years. CKO has been so good for my body and my self-esteem, confidence. I'm telling you, you know, the majority of our clients are women.
Okay.
And when you finish that class, whether it be 5 in the morning,
5:30
in the morning, or late at night, everyone walks out of there with a smile on their face thinking, I did it.
Okay. A smile. If you can go to a gym and leave with a smile on your face, that's a gym you want to try. So it's TKO in Flemington. Is there a number that you guys want to shout out, or how do we get in touch? Give me the number. Randy, give me the number. Randy's in the... The man is in the background. 908-304-4485. Or it's CKO Flemington on Facebook, on Instagram. And make sure you tag the Flemington locations, because there are a few. But Flemington is the best, because my neighbors own it, Randy and Pam. So make sure you go check them out and get fit. I will tell you, again, before my wedding, I was a CKO addict, my husband and I. And I was there probably 3-4 times a week. My challenge is now I'm having back issues. The two things I used to love to do, I cannot do them anymore. A CKO, kind of that, I don't know what the stress is on my back, and running. And so I've noticed a change in my body and my physique since I've not been able to do those two things. So I've been doing more yoga, but nothing better than a good sweat and kicking a bag. But, and of course, running, that's something I do. I love to do. So my last question before we wrap up is, what are the things that you do differently? So in your fitness. So for me, now I'm starting, as we talked about, what I put in my body. I've been doing this whole plant-based 80% of the time, not 100% of the time, because I love my meat. I mean, I'm not one of those, like, I can be a vegan, vegetarian, because I love meat, but during the week, I do not eat, I try not to consume any animal products. I do all plant-based, and I'm feeling good, I will say, but there are days that I'd still crave a good old hamburger. So are there things that you do that can, you know, that you can tell our viewers what you do that's different besides working out that keep you healthy and fit?
I think it's really important what you put into your body. I think it's probably more important than working out what you feed your body. And so I eat organic. Do I do it every day? No, but I try to eat as much as I can that's organic. I drink a lot of water. I think it's very important to drink a lot of water. I personally drink alkaline water, but any water is better than
alkaline
no water.
Alkaline water, okay. You were talking about that. So tell me why. What's the benefits of alkaline?
So, you know, it's proven that if you can keep your body in an alkaline state, disease does not grow.
Okay.
Hard to do, but every little bit helps. So alkaline water is a way that I attempt to keep my body healthy.
Okay. Alkaline water, ladies. Remember that.
Yeah. So, you know, we live in an age where we have to work longer hours to support ourselves, and can't get home always to cook dinner. We're stuffing our faces with processed food. You know, we're more overweight than ever. And I think we have to start reading ingredients, start really thinking, planning ahead. It's not good to just feed our bodies anything. Very important to feed our bodies what it needs, and then you see results.
Okay, I love it. I love it. I will give a shout out to a book that I read called The Plant Paradox that really discusses all about what you put in. So check that book out, Dr. Gundry. That's just my quick shout out.
I don't do alkaline water, but now I think you've me converted.
Yeah.
But I luckily have always, I've never minded the taste of water. I've always been a water drinker, and that's just so good for your body. It's so good for your skin. So I always drink a ton of water every day. I still do. And recently, one of my sons has, like, gut issues. So we were instructed to remove gluten and casein from his diet, as well as most dairy, and I've seen a change in him. So I was like, you know what? Maybe I should try it myself.
Absolutely.
And it's not the easiest thing, but man, you feel so much better. Your whole body, like, it's incredible how just removing certain things from your diet really can change overall how you feel, you know, internally, how you see yourself on the outside. And I have more energy because of it. I'm sleeping better. So, yeah, that gluten-free, casein-free has been pretty recent, but I've already seen a huge difference.
Good.
Yeah.
Pam?
That was wonderful.
Any things that you do?
I will just say.
You said you gave up sugar.
Well, I did. I think we were talking about kind of like changing, right? What are we changing? Like,
yeah.
Is for health. So I will say I've had a major life change with menopause, right? So this is all about women, so we can talk about that. The big M. The big M came.
And we're not talking money.
And I will say that I can tell you my metabolism just went way down. And so for me, one of the things that I think I've had to reconcile myself with is that 80% of this whole weight gain control is by what you eat, right, and what you put in. And the exercise may be another 20. So I've been kind of focused on that, I would say, for the first half of the year, but I know I have to pick up the exercise piece. And being a gym owner, I'm going on vacation too for a whole week in July, and I have to get to the gym and really start knocking this off now, because I think I have to tackle one thing at a time. Mm-hmm. And I think part of it was that what you put in, and now I'm more ready to get more into that exercise. And I've always been one, because when I go to the gym, you know that.
Yeah.
I tell folks it's for every fitness level. I am not in the best shape, but I'm in decent shape, and I can do it for the full hour. Don't stop. But you could go crazy because it feels so good, and what you have to do is pace yourself.
Absolutely.
Because it feels so good, and then you're going to be, like, exhausted. So I go in. I do my own modifications. I know the instructor's called them out, mm-hmm. and I'm the main one that takes advantage of them. Because some people are new, and I think they're uncomfortable. They want to keep up. But if you start to do the modification, then other folks help. They follow.
Perfect. So modification, don't be afraid of CKO. We're going to wrap up. This is Kimberly Hairston Hicks with Good Women Win. I want to thank these ladies because I learned something from each and every one of you. And I am so grateful, one, that you took the time and the hour to come in with me, but also that you were open to share your personal stories, things that motivate you about how with your kids. Of course, the struggle of menopause. We're going to have to do a whole actual theme on menopause, the big M, because I'm going to have some, some physicians in here, because menopause is real. And I don't think I'm experiencing it yet, but heck, I don't know, because I'm not sure besides hot flashes, really, what are the symptoms? We're so uneducated about the big M. So, and I, from what I understand from doctors, after 40, you could go through premenopause. So we just need to know. So I'm gonna do a show on that. You definitely raised a great point. And again, thank you, ladies. I appreciate you so very much. Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Good Women Win. Absolutely. Have
CKO
a good day.
Flemington.
Yes.
CKO Flemington.
Check it out.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.